RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't care if the Chiefs win or lose in Sunday in Las Vegas. I really don't. Now, you don't have to text in, well, how can you not care? It's better. Oh, yes, but I know how the draft works. Yes, it is better for the Chiefs to lose the game. The more you lose, it incentivizes you to have a better selection in the NFL draft. Ultimately, draft a player that can help you. It's not like the difference in this is if you pick 9th, you're guaranteed to get a Hall of Famer. And if you pick 12th, you get a bum that can't play in the league. That's not the way the draft works. You can move up. You can move down. You can miss with the top 10 pick. You can hit a home run with the 12th overall pick. I don't have it in me to argue about this. I don't have it in me to go on NFL.com and look at who needs to win and who needs to lose and what tiebreakers they need to get the, I don't know. I think what we do know is the Chiefs are going to select somewhere between 9 and 13. And if they lose this game, they guarantee themselves the top 10 pick. So, yeah, sure. If they lose, fine. Great. But I'm sitting there on Thursday. I went to the game. The ticket fairy came through. And I was like, sure, you know what? I was feeling kind of nostalgic about Arrowhead. I imagine many of you felt that way the last couple of days with all the news, realizing that even though you got 5 years, time flies. You don't know how many more experiences you have going out there to Arrowhead Stadium. You don't know. Tomorrow ain't promised. So I was like, you know what? Let me go to the game. Me and one of my really good friends, we went out there. The ticket fairy came through. Rob, I had the gold parking too, so I got to park right in the front. I was like, you know what? I'll go to the game. It was warm outside. You know me. I don't do cold weather, but it was warm. I sat outside on Christmas Day to watch the game. Had a great time at the game. So again, I understand that I'm in the minority in I wanted to see the Chiefs win. I'm here. We're playing the game. We might as well. Hello. You play to win the game. It is 4th and 2, and it is tied 13-13. You guys, maybe you didn't watch the game, and that's perfectly fine. Maybe you were out decking the halls with boughs of holly. I don't know what you were doing on Christmas night. I was watching the Chiefs game. I was there. Rob, it's 4th and 2. It's 13-13. Denver is in field goal range. Everybody in that entire stadium knows that Denver is not going to run a play. Denver is trying to get the Kansas City Chiefs to go offsides. Everybody knows this. So, armed with that information, what do? Stand there. They're not going to run a play. There's no benefit for them to run a play. They're only doing this to try to get you to mess up. Well, what do you know? Rob, do you know who messed up? I don't know if you were watching the game. We didn't even talk about it before. Do you know who messed up? Do you know who got the onside penalty? It was Chris Jones. Now, again, I can live with me being the only person that's mad about this. How the Chiefs lost on Christmas night is how they lost every game this season. They had a chance to win. One part of their team failed them, and I understand why it failed them. You ain't winning a whole lot of games with the quarterback that they have right now. You got a quarterback that can't throw the ball downfield. You got an offense that can't run the football. You don't have your starting quarterback. You don't have your number one wide receiver. I get it, right? I'm not here being too critical of the offense. That's not a good football team that's currently the Chiefs are fielding right now. They're wasting everybody's time fielding this third quarter of the final preseason roster that is playing in these games. So I'm not too mad at the offense. But the Chiefs, I thought, played hard. I thought the Chiefs competed. And Rob, in the most critical moment of the game, Chris Jones, how? And then in typical Chiefs fashion, one of their superstars makes a mistake and then goes in the press conference and then goes into the I gotta be better mode. Bro, you're almost 30. Why do we keep having these same conversations with Chris Jones? How do you go off sides in the one scenario which you can't? That's the one thing you can't do. It was so 2025 Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe the Chiefs would have lost the game anyway. I don't know. But you didn't even give your team a chance when you committed that penalty. We all knew the Chiefs offense wasn't going down the field and scoring in that scenario. There was no reason to think the Chiefs offense was going. They haven't put a drive together with that kid at starting quarterback. They don't have the pieces to put drives together. If their drive doesn't start absolutely handed to them on the 30-yard line because of a turnover, the Chiefs cannot score right now. But you had a chance to at least get in field goal range. You got in field goal range. And what do you know? Just Chris Jones, a penalty, it kills you there. So, Rob, I know. It's better for the Chiefs to lose. They should lose. There's no benefit in winning these games. I'm just always going to be the believer. If we're out here and they're keeping score, man, you might as well try. If we're going to do this for Travis Kelce and potentially his last home game, if you got Chris Jones out there, if you got Xavier Worthy, if you got guys that are a part of something, that have won championships, that have helped you do something, man, I'm at least try to win. And they had an opportunity to win until one of their key guys, one of their starters, one of their veteran leaders commits. It honestly might be the worst penalty this year for the Chiefs. I know it comes at a time in which it doesn't have the greatest impact, but to get a penalty on that play in that situation, it's the worst penalty this year for the Chiefs.
I will fully admit I did not watch the fourth quarter of the Chiefs game. Maybe I shouldn't admit that on Sports Talk Radio, but it was Chris Oladokun on Christmas night. I had better things to do with my life on Christmas night. But I think what you just said perfectly is emblematic of the Chiefs season. And I feel like maybe this is just my social media. Maybe this is just the text line before I went on vacation. Maybe this is the sense I was getting among Chiefs fans was that, you know, the season would have gone different. They just need to really improve the X, Y, or Z. Man, the easiest improvement they need to make next season is they need their leaders to be their best players. And I think what you just laid out about Chris Jones being offside, which, by the way, is not the first time he's been offside in a crucial play. Remember the Chargers game before Mahomes got hurt? The Chargers were around midfield, and Chris Jones lined up offside to get the Charger a first down. Just Chris Jones has been doing this, and it's not just him. We can name the other leaders who have let them down. Patrick Mahomes, we all love him. He threw a pick six in the Jags game. It cost him that game, probably. Travis Kelce dropped the ball against the Eagles. Probably cost him that game. I feel like, and we're going to have all of January to do this exercise, when we look back at the autopsy of what went wrong with the Chiefs and how they ended up 6-7 and whatever their record ends up being, I think people are going to point to, hey, lack of running back, offensive line depth was tested, this, that, and the other. And those things are all part of the problem. But you know what the number one symptom is, the biggest problem they have this season, was that in critical moments, the leaders, the players on the billboards, on the posters, the ones that you want to go out to Chiefs Kingdom show and you want to get their autograph. No disrespect to Leo Chenault, but when Chris Jones is doing Kingdom, you get more excited. Those players always fell short in the biggest moments.
Every
time.
That's
what went wrong this season. 100%. So when you tell me Chris Jones is offside on a 4th-and-2 with the game on the line, maybe in 24, 23, 22, and 21, I'm like, how did that happen? But in 2025, that's what's been happening. It's just change the names, and it's so-and-so let them down again.
Someone on the text line says, CDOT, where was this last week when I asked you about the Harrison Butker missed field goal that cost them the Tennessee Titans game? I didn't watch the Titans game. I don't plan on watching the Raiders game. I only watched the Chiefs game on Christmas Day is because I was offered free tickets.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.